with the latest information and news and helpful tips on living with Parkinson's, we welcome back to the studio Julie Pring, and she's here with 101.5. Julie is the coordinator of the Caboolture Support Group. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Rosemary, and morning, listeners.
Julie, can you tell us what the group has been up to recently?
Last month at our Caboolture Support Group meeting, we welcomed Parkinson's Queensland Support and Community Navigator to share time with us at the group's 36th birthday party. But she also outlined a little of what her role involves, as well as strongly encouraging everyone impacted by Parkinson's to complete a community consultation survey commissioned by the National Parkinson's Alliance so that there can be increased awareness of the care needs of people with Parkinson's across Australia.
What type of questions are being asked, Julie?
It's seeking information on people's experiences in the diagnosis process of the disease, what their symptoms are, as well as how easy or difficult it has been to access medical, allied health and medication assistance to reduce the impact of symptoms.
Okay, so what sort of symptoms seem to trouble somebody with Parkinson's most?
The problems that are visible, the stiffness, tremor and slow movement, are not always the ones that change a person's life most, especially early in the course of after diagnosis. Unseen things like apathy or not wanting to engage in activities, constipation, anxiety, loss of taste, sleep disturbances, low or fluctuating blood pressure, bladder changes, depression, fatigue, can be some of the more life-changing symptoms of Parkinson's. And every person experiences a different group of problems with responses and reactions extremely variable from person to person.
So it would sort of seem that it'd be a good place to start, wouldn't it? Go to Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group and find out what they're up to this month, hey?
Absolutely, yes. Our meetings are on the third Thursday of the month at Morayfield Community Uniting Church from 11:30 to 1:30. So that's next week, the 21st of August. We'll focus on speech, communication and swallowing difficulties with a speech pathologist telling us more about these. And we also catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 on the second Thursday of the month. So we welcome anyone interested in with Parkinson's and atypical Parkinson's or a care partner to join us at our meetings or at the cafe.
And Julie, how would a person find out a little bit more about Parkinson's?
Parkinson's Queensland have a website and also a dedicated number, and you have these available at 101.5 FM, or people can contact me directly. And again, you have my mobile number if people want to get in touch with the station and ask for that.
Absolutely. Now, you often give us a quote or two. Do you have anything for us today?
Absolutely. How a diagnosis is delivered can have a profound effect on how someone responds and adjusts to finding out they have Parkinson's. And also, the psychosocial impact of Parkinson's can be 50 to 70% of the disease.
Wow. Julie Pring from the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's, keeping our community connected and informed. And Julie's interview today will be right onto our website very shortly, so you can go on to the 101.5fm.com.au and click on podcast. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks to Rosemary.